when Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson threw an interception returned for a touchdown in the first 81 seconds of a 2020 game against the Patriots, he didn't panic or spiral into negativity. He simply moved on to the next play. This wasn't bouncing back, because he never bounced away in the first place. This exemplifies neutral thinking, a revolutionary mental approach developed by Trevor Mowat, one of the most influential mental conditioning coaches in sports, who worked with elite performers like Wilson, Nick Saban's Alabama dynasty, and special operations military units before his death from cancer in 2021. Unlike traditional positive thinking that can feel forced or inauthentic, neutral thinking offers a practical alternative that resonates with elite performers who find just be positive advice ineffective. It's about stripping away emotional reactions and focusing solely on what's factually true and what you can control. When you're down by 10 points with 2 minutes left, positive thinking says, "We can win this," while negative thinking says, "We're doomed." Neutral thinking simply asks, what's the next best move to improve our position? Think about the last time you faced a significant setback. Did you waste energy on self-criticism or wishful thinking? What if instead you had immediately shifted your focus to the concrete next step that would move you forward? This is the power of neutral thinking. It frees you from emotional baggage and positions you to take effective action regardless of circumstances. The limitations of positive thinking emerge during life's toughest moments. When facing cancer or a pandemic, blind positivity becomes harmful. Early COVID-19 missteps stemmed from excessive optimism, magical thinking about the virus disappearing or heat killing it. Those clinging to unfounded optimism face deeper disappointment when reality hit. Neutral thinking means setting emotion aside for decision-making while still living passionately. As Russell Wilson noted, it's okay to have emotions, but don't be emotional. By examining our personal data objectively, we can identify specific behaviors to change. Like a car's gear shift, neutral positioning readies us for deliberate movement in any direction. When energy is spent, shifting to neutral allows regrouping without blame, preparing us for purposeful action. When emotions threaten to hijack clear decisions, shift to neutral. Acknowledge what happened without judgment, then ask, "What does this situation require of me right now?" This simple shift can transform how you handle both minor annoyances and major crises. When facing overwhelming situations, we often become paralyzed by the challenge's enormity. Simply staying positive during uncertainty can be harmful, as false hope leads to deeper despair when reality hits. Instead, downshift to neutral by focusing on the next actionable step rather than the overwhelming big picture. This guided Mowat through his cancer diagnosis with one key question: what is the next thing I need to do? Cy France of WellBe Health exemplified this during COVID-19. Facing a crisis with vulnerable senior clients, his team adopted neutral thinking, implementing clear protocols like weekly meetings, home-based care, and rapid testing. Their mantra, "We're going to do the best we can today," helped them lose only 10 clients instead of the expected 60. When overwhelmed, resist solving everything at once. Ask yourself, what's the single next step I can take right now? Take that step, then repeat. This transforms paralyzing challenges into manageable actions. Values are priorities shaped by lifetime experiences that guide neutral living. When we're misaligned with them, decisions feel wrong and goals become unreachable. Russell Wilson broke his usual football-only stance to speak during the 2020 George Floyd protests, driven by his core value of creating a better world for his children. This alignment with his values enabled neutral, authentic action. Identity over-reliance can be dangerous, as Mowat witnessed when a promising high school quarterback took his life after a breakup, having tied his entire worth to being someone's boyfriend. This shows how unbalanced values can distort reality. To identify your values, list 5 values and 5 goals side by side. They should connect meaningfully. If family time is a value, reducing weekend work might be a goal. When misalignment occurs, adjust either your goals or your core values. Social media increasingly threatens our mental well-being. During COVID-19, U.S. media coverage was notably more negative, 87%, than other English-speaking countries, 50%. Our brains are wired to prioritize negative information. We spot angry faces faster than happy ones and detect snakes among flowers more quickly than flowers among snakes. This survival instinct explains why President Reagan noticed one person giving him the finger in a cheering crowd. Social media's rise correlates with alarming mental health trends. Suicide rates among Americans aged 10 to 24 rose 57.4% between 2007 to 2018. Studies show that excessive social media use, 3+ hours daily, increases mental health risks, while limiting use to 30 minutes improves well-being. The solution is simple. Avoid content that triggers anxiety, anger, sadness, or depression. Don't diminish your mental energy. When striving for success, every bit counts. Our brains are wired to prioritize negative information. Studies show we spot angry faces among happy ones faster than vice versa, just as we identify snakes among flowers quicker than flowers among snakes. This negativity bias explains why former President Reagan, amid cheering crowds, noticed the one person giving him the finger. Today, negativity bombards us through media, especially social platforms. These negative inputs persist while positive ones fade, affecting our mindset. The impact is stark. Suicide rates among Americans aged 10 to 24 rose 57.4% between 2007 and 2018. Studies show social media use exceeding 3 hours daily increases mental health risks, while limiting use to 30 minutes improves well-being. The solution is simple but challenging. Avoid content that triggers anxiety, anger, sadness, or depression. Don't surrender your mental energy to biased news or draining social media. Ask yourself, which information sources consistently make you feel worse, and what would change if you eliminated them? While organizations carefully select team members, we rarely apply this mindset to our personal lives, choosing allies who help us navigate challenges. When facing cancer, Mawad evaluated his support system. He identified key team members, those asking, "How can I help?" instead of, "How does this affect me?" People who make valuable connections, those who understand neutral thinking, individuals you aspire to emulate, and those who love you unconditionally. Living neutrally means acknowledging both successes and setbacks before moving forward. We're human becomings, constantly evolving. Life won't get easier, but staying neutral and taking one right step at a time maintains momentum. Neutral thinking isn't about suppressing emotion, but preventing it from compromising effectiveness. By focusing on facts, values, supportive habits, and the right people, you can navigate challenges with clarity. The path forward requires seeing reality clearly and taking the next right step.